Hey, everybody, I'm Dan Bespris, the host of Fantasy NBA Today, HoopBall's flagship full-season fantasy podcast. We cover every piece of news, every mock draft, every rank list, pickups, drops, buy lows, sell highs, and every sleeper candidate all year long, Monday through Friday. Come check us out. We're Fantasy NBA Today, and you can follow me on Twitter for updates at Dan Bespris, D-A-N-B-E-S-B-R-I-S. We'll talk to you soon.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
HoopBallers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. It is Monday around lunchtime here on the East Coast. I got my main man, Devin Ellington, alongside me today. Before we say hello to him, let's give a big shout out to our sponsors over at Manscaped.com. They got the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. They've redesigned the electric trimmer, and they just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their water-resistant technology allows you to groom in the shower because, hey, guys, where else are we going to do it? If you want to look good like Devin and myself, both have nice hair, go to manscaped.com, get 20% off. Type in the promo code HOOPBALL20, that's HOOPBALL20, get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. Devin, the man bun Ellington, what's up, buddy?
How's it going, man? I feel like we haven't done one of these in a few days. We've both been kind of locked in the trenches, refiguring our models and like getting some wins and getting some new crucial data.
Yeah, thank God. Yesterday, I bounced back. I know you have too. I bounced back on Saturday and Sunday with a nice little 7-2 record. Overall, if you're following me over on the Action Network app, just to track my picks on the Bird app on Twitter, I believe I'm 5-2 on my picks over the last couple of days. So it's been a fun last couple days. I can't say the same about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Yeah.
But looking to rebound, bounce back here, and get back on the horse.
We got some good value in the upcoming cards for today, though, I think. So some good opportunities to do so.
Yeah, well, let's kick it off with NBA, because NBA is the first one to go off. We got the Oklahoma City Thunder against the Phoenix Suns. Phoenix is a 7.5-point favorite here in this one. OKC plus 7.5, over under 220, minus 110 to both sides. I don't know what you're thinking here. I know there's been a lot of scratches and a lot of players aren't going to be playing today for OKC. Any thoughts here on this one?
Just to briefly, quickly go over the names. Schroeder, Nerlens Noel, Gallo, Steven Adams, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for Oklahoma City.
It's going to be a very shorthanded Oklahoma City team today.
I mean, they're getting 7.5. Phoenix still hasn't lost in the bubble. But the place I'm looking at to bet, and I've already got it, and it's already swung drastically. I looked at this line when it opened last night. It opened at over under of 225.5, and then very shortly, it shot down to 224. So I nabbed the 224, and as you can see, it's already been bet down to 220.5. So I think the underplay of 224 was my comfort zone. I'm happy I was able to lock that in. But I don't know how you ignore 7.5 with Oklahoma City. I mean, Phoenix has to lose or play a close one eventually. And, you know, it's not like the second
but
and
even,
third.
But even so understaffed like this?
I mean, I was about to say, the middle guys for OKC is not terrible. You have Mike Muscala, you got Lorenz Dort, and then you've got Bazley, who there's talks within the Thunder organization that he could be starting for him next year. So, you know, I mean, sure, they're going to get exposed on the inside by Ayton because they don't have any big guys today. But 7.5 is a lot, and Phoenix could pull their guys early. You never know.
Well, Phoenix is still playing for something, aren't they?
That's right. Yeah, thank you for catching that. I even thought about that as soon as it came out of my mouth. Yeah, so, but still, 7.5. Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting one here. This is going to be a pass game for me. I just think that without these guys in the lineup for OKC, you'd like to bet the Phoenix Suns. However, the Phoenix Suns, not trying to lay 7.5 with the Suns, even though they can score, they can put the ball in the bucket. But yeah, 7.5, it's just a little too juicy here for me on this one.
Sure.
Next one on the board, Devin, we got Dallas Mavericks against Utah Jazz. Any injury news on this one? I know Donovan Mitchell is going to be out for this one. That's for sure what I saw this morning.
So yeah, he is with a strained lower left leg muscle. So for the Mavericks, no injuries, but Porzingis and Doncic, they're listed as, you know, injuries, but Rick Carlisle came out and said it's rest for both of them.
Yeah, they're both out. They're both out on Monday. Porzingis and Doncic both out.
Now Seth Curry is probable, and then they're also going to be without Dorian Finney-Smith, which is, you know, he's a good forward for them as far as depth. But I'm seeing 6.5 for the Mavericks, plus 6.5 over under 221.5. As of right now, I don't have an opinion. But like I said, I was looking at these lines last night when they opened, and I was able to get under 226.5 last night.
Yeah, I was going to say the under is probably the play here, but at 221, yeah, it's a little tough.
Right, right. I'd like still lean under 221.5 under. Lean, if we're talking current time. So
yeah, and you know, this Jazz team really, really not that great in my opinion, especially without Donovan Mitchell in the lineup. I know that
without Bogdanovich too.
Yeah, no, yeah, and no Mitchell, no Bogdanovich, no Luka, no Porzingis. It's gonna be an interesting one. We're gonna have to see, you know, these last few games here on the last week of the card here in the NBA before we get the playoffs rolling is gonna be a little bit difficult to handicap with all these injuries being out. But yeah, I like the lean here. I like that you grabbed under early late last night. And yeah, these are things to be paying attention to are the overnight lines, especially if you think some players are going to be out resting, etc. Devin, I don't want to talk about that game anymore. So let's move on to the Toronto Raptors against the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis is probable. I know that.
Yep.
Any other injury news that I'm missing here?
Patrick McCall for the Raptors, he's out indefinitely, but that's not important.
Yeah, not terribly important. I think at 7, it's a big number for the Bucks to be laying against this Raptors team. I watched the game yesterday with the Raptors. I can't remember who they played. I feel like I've watched a million games yesterday. But
Grizzlies.
You know, there you go, the Grizzlies. You know, even though they were down early, you saw the fight in them. They played really good defense. It's just hard for me to back the Bucks here at -7. You never know if they're just going to pull Giannis after 15 or 20 minutes here. If I had to lean one way or the other, it'd probably be Raptors plus the 7.
Yeah.
And no opinion on the total. Any thoughts here for you?
So definitely plus 7 because, again, in my late-night NBA betting card escapades, I grabbed Toronto plus 5.5. So I definitely like the 7. I think the depth at guard and wing for Toronto is a plus for them, especially if Milwaukee rests a couple guys. And then, obviously, Giannis is a big swing variable piece. But, I mean, Toronto, just from a culture standpoint, Nick Nurse, you know, they're going to play hard no matter who's out there on either side of the court. So getting that many points is definitely a must-go for me. And it opened at 226, and it's inflated all the way up to 228.5. And a part of this new data of mine has been, you know, chasing or not chasing steam, finding what steam holds the best, you know, smell, I guess. So I actually am going to go oppo steam on this, and I think under 228.5 is the way to go. It's a lean. But
Devin's liking the unders today, huh?
Yeah, it's just 228.5 is a lot between these two clubs. Like, this could be a 210 game, I think. We've seen it done before between the two of them.
Yeah, no, I like it. So. I like where your head's at.
And then next one, Denver and LA. Again, some swing players. I'm seeing +5 to Denver right now. And over-under set at 221. I already grabbed the 5.5 on Denver last night. I really liked that just for the simple fact that they're getting guys back and they're going to let them play. So they got Jamal Murray back. And Gary Harris is still out, but Jamal Murray's back and they're letting him play a little bit. Obviously, he has more rust to get off after missing most of the bubble games.
You got to think Lakers, they're going to limit his minutes, though.
Sure, sure. I think he'll probably get 18, which is enough for me, I think, especially against this weak guard defensively minded Lakers team. You know, they're great defensively all over, other than the guard spot. Avery Bradley being out is just huge. And then LeBron's out, obviously. Looks like Caldwell Pope is out also. You know, Danny Green and Caruso are both listed probable. So just tons of guys to keep an eye on if you're going to make bets on this game.
Yeah, I like Nuggets +5 here, just as a lean. Probably won't be on my card. Probably none of these NBA games will be on my Twitter card. But, yeah, sure. Lean Nuggets +5 here. No opinion on the total. Devin, we missed one game here before we jump into MLB. It's the Indiana Pacers against the Miami Heat.
Sure.
Any injury news that you're aware of here? I see that TJ Warren.
Mm-hmm.
What did it say here? TJ Warren is questionable?
Yeah, sore right foot. Still questionable. Kendrick Nunn's already out. He's been out the last couple games. Apparently Jimmy Butler is probable. So
yeah, he's expected to play, and so is Goran Dragic.
Dragic, yep, yep. So, I mean, I think you got to
– By the way, Anthony Davis and LeBron James are probable for tonight.
Oh, they are probable. Okay. All right.
I still like Denver +5, though.
I do, yeah. And I already locked the 5.5, so I can't do anything about it now.
Yeah, but I think with these guys here, with Butler playing, Dragic playing, if steam moves on the Pacers, I'd probably lay 3 with the Miami Heat. I'm not really looking to lay more than a 3-point basket with the Heat here.
I like that.
Yeah, and as far as the over-under, no real opinion. It's 221. Seems like it's pretty spot on in terms of there's no value here. But that's kind of where I'm leaning in that game.
Yeah. Slight lean to the over, especially if, you know, they got Dragic orchestrating the offense for the second unit and parts of the first. And then Jimmy Butler coming in, you know, he can score some buckets. But no true opinion on the game. It did open Indiana +2.5, and it's already moved to the 4. So,
yeah, it would have been a good idea to jump on it early.
Yeah, yeah. I looked at it, couldn't pull the trigger. Circled to others that I liked better, but don't got to bet on everything.
Absolutely, and that's the name of the game. You just got to pick your spots, and I think that's what I've been doing a little bit better the last couple of days, especially not, you know, being a little icy. You just got to kind of pick your spots, and the last couple of days been, you know, been good to me. Big Columbus Blue Jackets win last night, huh?
Yeah, thank you, by the way.
Yeah, I actually bet it +140. I bet it +150, and I actually put a bit of action down before puck drop at +160. So it was a nice day overall, 2-0, had the Stars, came back, forced overtime, winning overtime. Happy about that. So, yeah, good. Been on a roll in hockey. Been on roll in hockey. Hockey comes back tomorrow with some games, so no hockey today on the card, guys. Sorry, I can't give you any hockey winners today. But we do have some baseball to talk about. And let's not forget our partners over at mybookie.ag. Go to mybookie.ag, sign up, join with the promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Get 100% match on your first deposit, and they'll give you a free $10 Major League Baseball futures wager. I don't know why I keep saying waiver. Wager. It's easy at MyBookie. You just bet, you win, they pay. I can attest to it. I use MyBookie. I love it. So should you. Go check it out, mybookie.ag. Use the promo code HOOPBALL. Get some free money. Get some free bets, and let's go. We got the Atlanta Braves against the Philadelphia Phillies. Nola, the righty, on the mound for the Phillies, and Newcomb on the mound, the lefty for the Braves. Phillies a minus 160 favorite in this one. Newcomb plus 135, and the Braves over under 9, shaded to the under at minus 120. I'll let you kick things off here, Devin. Any thoughts regarding this game? It's an interesting one to handicap, in my opinion. What do you got to say about this one?
I don't have a ton to say on this game. I know yesterday Atlanta took both games of the doubleheader and won the second leg of that 8-0. So they really doused Philly. They scored 13 runs between two shortened games. Atlanta's starting to roll a little bit. So I don't know if you want to back Philly, you know, being 4-6 on the year. Granted, they missed a lot of time with COVID. But if you're going to do anything, you should take Atlanta on the plus money. Newcomb is pitching. He has sporadic control. And, you know, Nola is a fly ball pitcher. So if these big bats of Atlanta gets a hold of him, then, you know, that bullpen that Atlanta has will be able to come in and handle some stuff and I think help you to a underdog on the money line win. But, again, not an official play. I don't like the game because it's, you know, they're coming off the doubleheaders yesterday.
So. Yeah, I would lean Atlanta here at the plus money, plus 135. I kind of like the over. I mean, I know there were a lot of runs scored yesterday in the doubleheader, but I do like over 9 in a full baseball game here between these two teams. They both have some bats that can put the ball in play. So at over 9 plus money, I think that might be the play. I know probably some action, some steam's coming in on the under, and that's probably in part to do with that they played a doubleheader and maybe they're lethargic, tired, whatever, whatnot. But I kind of want to roll back on the over here at even money.
I think, you know, that's going to be where the best value is as far as, you know, your three major or your six major picks, you know, between the money line, the total, and the run line. Plus money, and these offenses can score it, that's for sure.
All right, well, next game on the board, we got Dallas Keuchel, the lefty for the White Sox, rolling out against Detroit Tigers and Fulmer, the righty. Chicago's a minus 145 short away favorite, and Detroit at home is plus 125 over under 9 runs, shaded to the over at minus 120. What do you got to say about this one, Devin?
I've already got the under of 9 locked in. I got it at plus 102, so I got a couple extra pennies. That was so kind of my bookie. I think this is going to go under. You've got a pretty good pitching staff on both sides. Chicago struggled to score runs against that Indians team in their last series. Detroit only had one high-scoring game.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In their series with Pittsburgh, and then the last two of those went under. So I think Keuchel being a strikeout pitcher, a ground ball pitcher, you're not going to see a lot of chances for the ball to fly out. And then you also have, you know, the Tigers who lost Jacoby Jones yesterday. He's day-to-day, shuffling and putting some different guys in. So Fulmer's not a terrible pitcher either. So this is a game I'm looking at as an under and probably one of my favorite plays of the day.
All right, cool. We got the next game on the board is the Washington Nationals. They're going to be starting the lefty in Corbin against Mats, the lefty for the Mets. Washington is a short road favorite, minus 125, with the Mets at plus 105, over under 8.5, shaded to the over, minus 120. I really like the Mets here in this spot.
I already locked them in.
Yep. You did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really too high on this Washington National teams. As you guys know, I played the under season win total, 33.5. Yeah, just give me the Mets here. I think their bats are going to be more than capable. Not a true believer in Corbin. I think the Mets can really get after him today. And, yeah, look for the Mets plus 105 here and potentially maybe look at Mets first five as well. It's probably going to be the same, right around the same price.
The Nationals, sorry to cut you. The Nationals, they're last in the majors in runs scored. And then that bullpen, we've dogged on their bullpen before. So Mets bats came alive last night. So, let's go Mets.
Yeah, Mets plus 105, guys. Lock it in. Next game on the board, we got the Twins, the home run bombing Twins. Dubnyk on the mound for them against Hauser, the righty for the Brewers. This one's a tight one here. Brewers minus 115, Twins minus 105. Twins haven't really been playing too well as of late, last few days. Over-under is 8.5, shaded to the over, minus 115. You know, it's hard for me to make heads or tails out of this Twins team right now. They look like they've been really, really struggling at the plate. I mean, listen, they've been hitting home runs, but listen, home runs aren't going to win you ball games if you're not getting men on base, right? We saw, for instance, the other day where they had two home runs or three home runs, but they only put up three runs or two runs. It was both, right. All of them were solo shots. So if you're not going to get guys on the base path to really bring home those runs and capitalize on those home runs, it's really not going to make a huge difference here. I think I'm going to have to lean Brewers, but it's not an official play. Any thoughts here for you?
I actually don't have any takes as far as any side or the over. If it does puff up to 9, I'd be comfortable going under 9. But, you know, just because these offenses are having issues scoring lately. Josh Donaldson's been hurt for going on a week now for Minnesota, so it's definitely made a difference in their lineup. He's one of those on-base percentage guys that you were mentioning they were missing. But, no lean or official anything for me on this one.
All right, cool. Next game on the board, interesting one here, Battle of the West Coast or, you know, near the West Coast, whatever it is. I don't know. I might – now I sound like an idiot if I'm wrong. Colorado Rockies at home against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Robbie Ray – plus 115 for the Diamondbacks and Gray for the Rockies at minus 135. Over-under is a whopping 11.5, shaded to the under, minus 115 here. Man, the Rockies seem like the one of the hottest teams in baseball right now, which really bodes well for me. I can't remember exactly what the price is that I have with them, but I have them to win the World Series at over 100-1, maybe 125, something like that. So a little pizza money on that. Just like I said on the pod before, if you heard when I was discussing the Rockies to win the World Series, listen, do I think they're going to win the World Series? Probably not. But anything can happen in the short season. Anything can happen with COVID. Anything can happen with the Dodgers. You know what I mean? So at that kind of number, it was just like a no-brainer. The Rockies' bats are just so good. And, you know, if they make a deep run, you can start hedging out that position and really, you know, making it a lucrative small little pizza bet into a nice little Chinese takeout, you know? So I like the Rockies here, minus 135. Even though I do like Ray, the pitcher for the Diamondbacks, I just think this Rockies team is too good. But at the same time, the Rockies don't necessarily hit lefties all that well. So if they can kind of just rattle Ray a little bit in the beginning, maybe he only pitches 5 innings. I think that would bode well for the Rockies. But I think actually, now that I think about it, I don't really know.
Yeah,
the lefty on the Rockies batting at lineup is just a little tough. It's a little tough.
There are. I'm glad you brought that up because that's actually what I'm looking at right now is their LHP splits.
But look before you get into the splits. Like, look at what Seattle did to them this past weekend. Yes, did the Rockies win? Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they won last night or not. I don't think so. But
the Rockies, I'll double check.
I think they lost last night to the Mariners. But I'm just gonna pull it up here just to make sure I'm not saying anything that's inaccurate. Yeah, the Mariners beat the Rockies last night. But if you look at the previous two games between them, every single game the Mariners rolled out a left-handed pitcher. And it's because of the splits. Devin, tell us what the splits are here.
So there's specifically just, you know, three guys that I, you know, that stuck out just because their numbers are completely ridiculous. So starting with Charlie Blackmon, obviously he's like the main guy in that lineup. But Charlie Blackmon, his average normally right now, I mean, he's hitting .458 right now, which is just ridiculous. For his left-handed pitchers, he's hitting .609. And the OPS as well around him in this lineup, you know, there's an .852 from Matt Kemp and then a .711 from Chris Owens. And then you go down to Trevor Story, who has hit .276, but, you know, versus left-handed pitching, he's up to .381 with the .898 OPS. And then, you know, Garrett Hampson and McMahon, you know, some of their guys, you know, in the 7 to 9 spots, you know, they're both above 600 on the OPS side of things. So if those guys get on and then Blackmon does what he does, which is hits against lefties, and then Trevor Story does the same, you know, that's just a way for this offense to get rolling. But, you know, like you said, it's a tough one to handicap. If the Rockies bats do what they should do, I like the over. So let's see what happens with that.
Yeah, it's just tough only because lefty is pitching against the Rockies lineup. So I would lean Rockies here -130. Don't love it now that I'm thinking about it, but it is something that I'm looking at potentially to play here in this one, especially coming off the loss last night, 5-3 against the Mariners.
Right.
Next game on the board, speaking of the Mariners, we got Mariners rolling out Dunn, the righty, against Gibson, the righty for the Rangers. Rangers are a whopping -190 favorite. Mariners +160, over under 8.5, -110 to both sides. What do you got to say about this one, Devin?
I'm going to leave this one alone. I'm using Gibson in some of my DraftKings lineups, and if he's on overlay slate, I'll be making some selections with him. Based off of his matchup. So, yeah, you know, no true opinion on this game. Texas is actually starting to roll, and this pitching staff is getting hot, so watch out. But no opinion as far as betting.
Yeah, unfortunately for you, the Gibson is not on the slate for overlay. But, yeah, you know, as Devin has mentioned on the pod before, go check out overlay. Really a lot of fun to play DFS, new format, player versus player. You just got to choose who's going to have the most fantasy points. If you finish in the top 10% of the records, you're going to win 9 times your buy-in. And if you go a perfect 12-0 right now in the $22 MLB Progressive, you will win close to $4,000. So anytime you join any of these overlay contests, there's a Progressive jackpot. The Progressive for the NBA will be coming back on over the weekend when the playoffs begin. So MLB, interesting. It's a lot of fun. 3 versus 4 hitters, 4 versus 5 hitters, et cetera. Mm-hmm. You just got to choose who's going to have more fantasy points. If you're right, you get a win. If you're wrong, you get a loss, and you just accumulate records, and you see where the chips fall in terms of the best records. Next up on the board, we got the San Francisco Giants and Webb versus McCullers and the Astros. Astros are a $2 favorite here. Giants +170, over, under 9, shaded to the over, -115. You know, I like this Giants lineup. Can't really trust the Astros right now. Without the fans in the stands,
right?
You know, they're not able to bang on some garbage cans.
Yeah, they are not looking good at all. And my Athletics future ticket is. They are missing Mr. Springer. Yeah, this is just not a good look for the Astros, and not a good look for a betting standpoint for a game, for my opinion. But let's hear about the Giants. You said you're high on them?
Not that I'm high on them. They've been hitting the ball, getting the ball in play. So
yeah,
I might want to take a shot here with the Giants at +170. We saw what the Giants did the other night against the Dodgers, able to come away with a victory. They've been playing pretty feisty baseball. Your boy Yastrzemski, however you pronounce it. So they've been a little feisty. So at plus 170, you got to think that maybe it's a chance you should take at that big of a price. However, you know, Houston is definitely capable. But again, without those garbage cans and the sign stealing, it's hard to really trust them. I mean, look at Altuve batting, what, under 190 right now?
It's bad. Real bad.
Real bad.
Carlos Correa is struggling really bad. It's not looking good on him. And then before Springer got hurt, he was only hitting 182. I stand corrected. Correa's hitting 345.
No, Correa's the only one in the lineup that's actually hitting. I mean, look at Altuve, 182, Reddick, 259, Bregman, 219, Brantley's hitting 300.
Yeah.
Uriel's all right. And the rest of the guys, you know, under 200 as well, 204. It's just crazy.
Their bullpen, too, like their pitching staff is so depleted. Osuna, you know, the guy they went out and got free agency, I think last year or the year before, the big relief pitcher. He's looking at Tommy John surgery. So, you know, this pitching staff, you know, they lost a couple of guys over the last year or two. Obviously, Garrett Cole was a huge one. But, yeah, this isn't the same team. And the Athletics already have 11 wins, and no one else in that division's playing good baseball. All right. Pass on this game is what I'm saying.
Yeah, pass or Giants, one of the two.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of your Athletics, Manea, the lefty for the Athletics against Tehran for the Angels. Athletics are minus 130 here, over under 9.5, shaded to the under at minus 120. You got to think as a short road favorite here, you got to play the Athletics at minus 130.
Yeah, you would think so, but sometimes things happen in baseball, and something happened last time Julio Tehran was on the mound. I tried to go against him, and he ended up pitching a really good game. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he had a lot of time in the Braves system. He's about 35, 36 years old now, so a little old and washed up, but he didn't pitch at all last year with an injury. Made his first start since 2018 last week and did really well. And then plus Sean Manea is a guy that has struggled, has been probably the low point for this Oakland rotation, and the Angels mollywop left-handed bat or hitters or pitchers. Man, I'll get it right. So home dog actually looks enticing to me. The over-under was at 9. It's fluffed to 9.5. So maybe some value in the over. Thinking maybe 10 runs get scored here. But no official plays. That was just a little bit of thought processing on the game itself. But the Angels' bats against lefties is pretty favorable.
Yeah, I just think that the A's are a better team, but Angels can definitely put some runs up. No real games on this slate that I'm like in love with. But if you had to do anything, I would think you would have to just back the favorite here at minus 130. Next and last game on the board, Devin, we got Mr. May and the Dodgers is a $2 favorite against Perdomo and the Padres at plus 170. I know you played the Padres. I saw the alert come across my phone while we were recording this podcast. Yeah. So please tell us why you're backing the Padres here. And is there any value on the over at 8.5?
I believe there's a lot of value on the over of 8.5. It dipped down to 8 very briefly and then shot right back up to 8.5. But you're getting plus money, or, you know, I am. I locked it in at plus 100. What Fernando Tatis is doing right now is ridiculous. He is on fire. They're putting young guys next to him that are just getting on base and they're hitting extra bases. So, and I'm speaking of Trent Grisham, Greg Garcia, and then they've got another kid, and I can't remember his name, but we'll get there. It's just a hard spot to back the Dodgers. You know, they're not getting a lot of, you know, run support right now. Mays, like we've talked about him before, you know, I'm not a huge fan of him. And if I think anyone can hit, you know, against him, it's going to be a Padres lineup, which I believe they've seen him once already this year and did pretty decent. Perdomo is not a chump either, so having him on the mound bodes well for you. But plus 170, I think that's just too much to ignore, you know, as far as value goes. And, yeah, their odds just dropped as we were speaking. So, I mean, more tickets, more money's coming in on them. I like them. Again, we'll see how it goes.
You win some, you lose some, but hopefully you make the right picks and you have the right side. Once again, everybody, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Ira Silver Magic. Devin's at DALE007. We are at Hoopball Gaming. This has been a hoop-ball.com presentation. That's Hoopball for all you hoopballers out there. Go check it out. A lot of fun, a lot of content. We have a good time doing it. Make sure to check in with us for our official tweets and official plays on the Bird app. Devin, let's go make some money, buddy.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.